Thank you for downloading the Stratus Technologies podcast on lessons in business continuity and disaster recovery. This is Mike McGrail for Stratus. It's been several years now since Hurricane Katrina dominated the news, but the lessons from that storm are still playing out for individuals, government agencies, and businesses. ATM transaction processing company Columbus Data Services was based in New Orleans when Katrina and the ensuing floods knocked out the city's infrastructure. A carefully thought-out business continuity plan helped the company remain operational without a single interruption from its backup site in Dallas. CDS President Ron Schult walked away from that experience with insights into business continuity issues and planning for disasters of any stripe. He shared some of them in a recent conversation with Stratus.
Why was it important for CDS to remain operational through any disaster, be it Hurricane Katrina or something else? What in the nature of your business makes it necessary for you to always be up and running?
The nature of our business is such that if we're down for any period of time, when we come back up, a lot of our ATMs may not be connected to us anymore. They might be connected to another processor by that time. We've lost that business. Once they move, you don't get them back. Everybody expects machines to operate all the time when they need cash. So for us to stay in the business and be competitive, we have to be able to deliver that service 24 hours a day, no matter what.
What were the key elements of your disaster recovery strategy?
Some of the key elements were dictated by the fact that we were in New Orleans. Our plan had to be expanded from the fact that sitting on the coast, we were subject to hurricanes. So that entailed not only taking care of our office and our platform, but also our people and their families. So our program was pretty extensive to support that type of evacuation scenario. So that was probably what was different for our plan from many people that might have a disaster plan, you know, outside of a coastal region.
How about in business operations? Which processes did you have to secure first?
Our main thing was be able to process transactions. Second was be able to settle monies back to our clients daily so they got their money to go back in the machines and restock the machines. So basically those are probably the two key elements of ATM processing, process transactions, settling monies. Then the third was making sure that we get our website back up because we have so much information on our website that they use, from terminal activation to changes to reporting to monitoring dispatch and monitoring purposes like this.
Where did Stratus fit in your IT environment?
We actually installed the Stratus server, the first one that we got from them, the week before the storm hit New Orleans. It had been installed, brought online, everything was going when the storm hit. So the box was actually in New Orleans running the whole time through the storm.
How did Stratus products fit into your business continuity / disaster recovery strategy? Which of those various boxes did it fall in?
Where Stratus really stepped up to the table for us, and especially given that we were a first-time customer and a new customer, was that when we went to our backup site in Dallas, they knew we had just brought our Stratus server online down in New Orleans. We had not, I was taking that with us up here. We had our own equipment up here. But they were on the phone with me the day after the storm, on the phone with me saying, "Hey, how can we help you?" And I said, it's ironic. We just put your server into production in New Orleans, and now we're up in Dallas. We're starting to have some capacity issues. They said, "Well, we will overnight you a server." And I was absolutely just flabbergasted. They overnighted us a server, got it the next day, and they said, "Use it until you're able to cover the one from New Orleans." So we had that thing almost 4 months before we were able to get our other one out of New Orleans back up and bring it back up here and put it into production. That just showed me that they really stood behind their product, but more importantly, they looked for ways to help their customers. And again, we're just a brand new one, not a big one at that. And I said, if they do this for a small customer like me, what do they do for the big ones, you know?
And during that transitional time from when you had to evacuate New Orleans to when you were able to finally go back and recover the Stratus server, did you have any unscheduled downtime?
No, the server kept running as long as it had power. We had 2 weeks' worth of generator backup. The problem was, after 2 weeks, that tank was going to be refueled, and there was no way to get into that building to refuel it. So there was never any issues about the server. It ran, and it continued to run until basically there was no power, until the generator turned off.
If you had to take away from that the one or two pieces of advice that you think would transfer to any disaster recovery and business continuity situation, be it from a flood or a hurricane or a fire or a, you know, a snowstorm, what advice would you give?
One, have a plan that is basic in nature. Don't make it too complicated. Have a plan that gets you back to the basics, which is blocking and tackling. Go back to your core business without all the peripherals. And then on top of that, make sure you got good people and empower them. Make sure you have good people that have bought into your plan and understand your plan, and then let them take and run with it. Because that's what I had to do. I couldn't do it all myself. And I had good people. I had my key people here. They knew what they needed to do, and they went and did it.
Ron Schultz, president of Columbus Data Services, talking about his company's disaster recovery plans and how they helped CDS ride out Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath. For more information on CDS, please visit the company website at www.columbusdata.net. For more information on Stratus Disaster Recovery and Business Continuity Solutions, please visit www.stratus.com. This is Mike McGrail for Stratus Technologies. Thank you for listening.